This is a letter addressed to United Healthcare, P.O. Box 31362, Salt Lake City, UT, that is Utah, U, capital T, 84130. New paragraph. Dear Sir, this letter is written in reference to your request for refund of a Medicare Advantage overpayment. New paragraph. Claim audit number 6661302-00. New paragraph. Patient's name Louis Louis Clay, CLAY. Date of birth October 3rd. Sorry, no date of birth. New paragraph. Dear Sir, this claim. Sorry, new paragraph. Dear Sir, Mr. Clay has been my patient for last 30 years. I have been treating him for multiple myeloma. Periodically, it goes into remission and does not require treatment for a long period of time. After recent relapse, he has been started again on chemotherapy, and up until recently there was no problem as far as United Health paying for the claim, but recently they are requesting refund on certain claims that were paid in October, and the reason we were given is that the physician, that is me, is according to United Healthcare database, is not certified in hemato-oncology, and that was the reason given. New paragraph. I did internal medicine residency between 1983 through 1983, and then did fellowship in hematology oncology between June of 1983 through July of 1985. I did do my board certification in internal medicine in September of 1983, and a board certification is attached herewith. Also attached are my training at Case Western Reserve University and Cleveland Metropolitan Hospital, both very accredited renowned institution offering fellowship in hematology and oncology. After completing my fellowship, I joined another oncologist in city of Denton, which is where I've been practicing since July of 1983. New paragraph. So far I never had any issues or problems from any payer regarding my qualifications and training, and this is the first time I'm hearing the payments are adjusted on account of the no board certification in hematology and oncology. after reviewing current laws regarding parity in payment to providers who are duly qualified to deliver the care, it is noticed that this is not done according to the existing Medicare guidelines and law. And this appears to be discriminating against physicians who have been trained few years ago, although at accredited and renowned institute, and also completing the program highly successfully. So I believe your request for overpayment and refund is not legal or fair. It appears discriminatory, and hence I request that you reconsider your refund request. A copy of this letter maybe will be sent to Department of Health and Human Services, New Paragraph. Thank you. Sincerely, Ajit Dave. Thanks.